prayer books, unexplored resources. Some years ago, when I was just about to conclude one of my projects about analyzing contemporary prayer texts, my interest turned towards prayer books. During my research, I researched prayers that were devoid of any formality and written in colloquial language. This was when I realized that it would be interesting to conduct an analysis to the contrary, dissecting what prayers the Church recommends to the devoted. Thus, I arrived at the conclusion that, so far, there has been no overarching research done before on the text and lyrics of prayers. I recently collected and inspected most of the books that were published at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries. Most of these books have been in use for decades among believers. Most certainly, there is a good chance that our mothers and grandmothers used them as well. We find references in books and studies that involve reading history and literacy, that for centuries the Bible and prayer books had been the basic supplies of any private book collection and libraries, including in homes of illiterate people. My thesis in regards to the popularity of the prayer book is supported by many studies. Here are a few examples. The Prayer Book of Christianity by Peter Pasman had 27 editions between 1606 and 1885. Gold Crown by Esther Pongratz had 38 between 1719 and 1911. And Protestant Christian Teachings and Prayers by Gyorgy Siksay had 76 additional reprints after 1786. In some cases, we know that many editions of these prayer books were intended for mass use. Some examples include the Guiding Star prayer book, which reached 21,000 volumes. The Manna of the Soul had 244,000 reprints. We have additional names to add to this list. Despite these impressive numbers, these studies in literacy and prayer books don't go beyond studying their popularity compared to other books and readings. Most researchers don't pay much attention to this genre. However, its importance is undeniable in influencing the discipline and pedagogy. We can mention the prayer book's initial religious purpose, since they can help the development of denominations and strengthen religious communities. It can also help deepen one's devotion to their beliefs and assist in religious teachings. It can also be a survival tool in distraction from orthodox beliefs. These prayer books can assist in forming ethical values, moral behavior, an upright worldview, and personal cults. It also plays a great role in the development of literacy and preserving one's mother tongue. The authors of these books wanted these books used by the masses and were not created for individuals. They tried to serve a general purpose of prayer. We notice an uptick in use and production of these prayer books, mostly in the second part of the 19th century. As a result of this, prayer books were second in popularity only after the use of calendars. The Church had a purpose. They saw a pastoral goal and chance of evangelization. Thus, new publications came out targeting various parts of society, issuing modern versions of prayer books to women, young girls, youth, mothers, soldiers, and the widowed. In the 19th century, these contemporary books not only encouraged the reader with generic prayers to God and the offering of solace, but gave specific advice in morals, ethics, pedagogy, and contained targeted prayers in meditation and maintaining one's good behavior. Besides, the modern soul upkeep of the clergy's purpose with religious book publishing was to provide guidelines in norms of reading. During the 19th century and into the first part of the 20th century, book publishing became widespread, popular, and affordable. There were numerous books and writings published with an unprecedented speed, dominated by liberal content and secular ideas. These prayer books would serve as a counterbalance. One of many publications, The Loyal Daughters of the Virgin Mary, represents well the Church's intent in that regard. Beware of the false prophets of God. Do you know which are the most dangerous books and papers that force Satan's will on the world to fill the souls with his influence? The influence of horrendous writings is immeasurable, especially for young minds. Maria's good daughter doesn't read much except for when she has free time. there was a movement within the church against literature, against the influence of reading that would lead an effect on developing minds. Besides newspapers, they were especially against novels and romances. There was a general concern about the decadent storylines, their effect on the reader in their minds. The good reading had to be a religious book or story to steer away attention from the corrosive world. The solution seemed to be restrictions on certain readings and designing certain books and papers, as we can attest to the Catholic Soul Searching Prayer Book by Josef Danko. In a true Christian household, on Sunday and other holiday afternoons, folks would only read true Catholic and religious books, sing along to religious tunes, and hold pious conversations. In 1848, the Good and Affordable Publisher Company served the purpose of catering to this religious idea, publishing contemporary prayer books and other readings. These prayer books played an enormous role in the indoctrination of the catechism in the youth in their early ages. Publishing houses were established with the assistance of the growing number of religious groups and priests, with the purpose of distributing the good books for the populace. Religious advertisements in Catholic publications popularized prayer books, portraying them as the best presents when it comes to gifting. For first communions, confirmations, celebrating one's birthday, prayer books were common gifts in that era. On several occasions, we see references to occasions of such gifting in the dedication pages of the prayer book. These dedicated and signed prayer books were passed on by the honor through generations. They were kept and cared for throughout the centuries. We should consider them as treasures as well.